Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Pep Guardiola disagrees with Bernardo Silva that Manchester City are in a dark place. Ruben Amorim says Victor Gyökeres is bound for bigger things following his hat-trick in Sporting's 4-0 win over City last night. Arne Slot on his changing opinion of Curtis Jones and Michael Obafemi on his game-winning impact for Plymouth. But first up today, it was a night of some shock last night in the Champions League with the last two winners of the competition both beaten. Victor Gyökeres scored a hat-trick for Sporting, who inflicted a third straight defeat upon Manchester City. Portuguese champions romped to a 4-1 win in Lisbon, aided by a pair of penalties from the Swedish striker. Outgoing Sporting and future Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim believes Gyökeres is bound for bigger things next summer.
I cannot be funny with that in this moment. It was tough for me to leave. If I'm starting joking about that with Gyökeres, I have problems. This is my city, this is my country, so I will respect. Victor has to stay until the end of the season, and then his life is going somewhere else.
City have now lost three games in a row for the first time since 2018, and Bernardo Silva admitted to TNT that they're in a bad spot.
But yeah, it's football, and look, as I said, it's difficult to find reasons for what is happening right now to us. I don't remember in 7.5 seasons this team losing three games in a row. And yeah, it just looks everything is going in the wrong way right now.
As you said, City don't lose this many games in a row. You've never been really in this position. Does that make it hard to know how to react to it?
Well, the good thing is that even though we lost these three games, we're still in good position, especially in the Premier League and in the Champions League. So we haven't lost anything, even though after losing three games, we're still in the main competitions. We're still fighting for everything. But yeah, we need to do better, obviously. We need to do better. Our injured players need to come back because we need them. And it's just not good enough at the minute.
However, his manager Pep Guardiola does not agree with Silva.
I'm not agree with him.
You don't agree with him, are you?
No. We're not in the dark side. We played really bad against Bournemouth. We played really good today. Don't regret we cannot concede the third or fourth. You have to, it's not necessary, the penalties. I said, we cannot start the second half, scoring a goal. Yeah, it can happen. They do take protection, can happen, but 44 minutes or 47 minutes left. And emotionally, we were in that position stable. I think we make a really good first half against a top team. We were close to score the second, the third, and emotion is difficult when we play the first half that we played, and after 2 minutes, second half, we are losing 3-1. It's not easy to swallow, but it's an experience, and I'm here, so it's a big challenge, and we knew that will be a tough season for a start. We know it, we talk about that for many reasons, but this is what it is. I like it, I love it, I want to face it and lift my players and try it. So life is like this, so maybe the past, the six Premier League in 7 years, four in a row is the exception. Then naturally sometimes you lose, so in the sports we play really good. Today we play really good. Bournemouth, they deserve it, and yeah, continue.
Erling Haaland missed from the penalty spot for just the sixth time in his career last night when he could have made it 3-2. And despite conceding three times in that second half, Guardiola did not see his side's performance as a capitulation.
It happened in my first season, my first years, especially when we play really good and they do it, but sometimes it happens. Try to find an explanation. Yeah, I had to try to find it, but sometimes it's just football, you know? And men accept it. It's just, okay, life is that, or sport is that. Sometimes good or bad moments, okay, we face them, or the reality, or we said, we start to complain, we start to find excuses. Everyone has to try to be better, and we will find it. Still, we are alive in all competitions, and yeah, we continue.
Amorim received the bumps from his Sporting players after what was his final home game as head coach there. His final match comes away to Braga in Liga Portugal on Sunday, and he's hoping to leave on a high.
I think the victory helped a lot. I think I'm going in peace to another challenge. So it was a great night. I love these fans. And I was Benfica supporter since I was a kid. I play in Benfica. But these fans are amazing. It was an amazing journey. And now after Sunday, I think, I will start a new one in the new club we need to play these teams in a different way. We cannot defend like this. So I have to improve as a coach, but I'm very happy, and it was a great night.
Liverpool made it 4 wins from 4 in the competition as a cagey first half gave way to a second half glut of goals at Anfield against Bundesliga champions Bayer Leverkusen. Manager Arne Slot was pleased with his side's second half intensity, but says it's far from perfect.
No, I would love to see this from the start, but the other team then normally has... Because if the game starts, everybody is still very fit, and there's a lot of intensity from both sides. And what I like till now that we are able to keep producing this energy and even go a gear higher, and that in some situations led to the fact that the teams we face, not all of them, but a few of them, had some difficulties with that intensity. But preferably we start like this from the start. But like I said, you have to give credits to the opponents we play. Brighton had a very good game plan on Saturday. Xabi Alonso, we all know this from him, had a very good game plan today as well, which made it difficult for us in the first half. But even if it's difficult for us, and not difficult in terms of them getting a lot of chances, but difficult and they have a bit more ball possession than what we would like, we still don't concede a lot. And that has a lot to do with the work rate the players put in.
Curtis Jones registered his 4th assist of the season as he revels in a more advanced role. Slot is enjoying the midfielder's transformation.
I still learn on a daily basis about every player, but Curtis is one of them. When I started off, I thought he was... First game I played him as a 6, which he didn't see because it was behind closed doors. But that wasn't his best game. In general from us, but for him as well. I think he can play, and that's one of his qualities. At this moment, he can play in every position because he's in a very good place at the moment. So comfortable on the ball, so you can trust him closer to your defense. But like we saw against Chelsea and I saw today as well, he's also able to penetrate inside the 18-yard box and giving the last pass. So he's really made a step up after preseason. And that's also why he gets his chances now, because if players do well, and I have quite a lot of them at the moment, they will get their chances.
Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers described last night's 3-1 win at home to RB Leipzig as one of the standout European performances across his 2 terms as manager. 2 first half goals from Nicholas Kuhn, the second in stoppage time, helped them to a 3-1 victory over the side currently sitting second in the Bundesliga. Rio Hatate netted Celtic's 3rd in the second half, and it was his performance that had Rodgers purring.
I thought it was brilliant. I've got to say, he was so good in the game, and it all comes from his work rate. You know, he was aggressive. He was getting inside the pressure, and I think with Rio, when he's pushing and pressing like that, then his football comes alive. And he did that at the weekend against Aberdeen, and it's just continuing with that, not slackening off in the work rate, because that activates his game when he has the ball, and some of his passing, some of his body work against really good players. I thought he was exceptional tonight.
Celtic have now picked up 4 points after their 7-1 humbling away to Borussia Dortmund. Without getting carried away, Rodgers says the Leipzig win puts them on a good footing at the midway point of the group stage.
Yeah, I think it gives a real nice confidence for the team. I think we've discovered in the last 2 games that we can be really competitive. If you'd have said after the Dortmund game, you know, that we'd have got 4 points from Atalanta and Red Bull Leipzig, then probably not too many people would have said we would have done that. But I think, as I said, we've discovered that we can play at the level, and so it's a great next step. So to have 7 points after 4 games, especially with the level of opponents that we've played, it gives us a great encouragement, and it means in the next 4 games we can have a real confidence to go and make the playoff stage. But still such a long way to go.
Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti says they have to be better organised on the pitch and more compact. Their 4-0 La Liga defeat to Barcelona was followed by a 3-1 loss at home to AC Milan last night. That was Real's second defeat in 4 Champions League outings, following on from a surprising 1-0 loss to Lille at the start of October. They also had Fede Valverde fall to a back injury at half-time. Monaco remain undefeated in this season's Champions League and are third in the table before tonight's games. A Thilo Kerrer goal 4 minutes from time secured a 1-0 victory away to Bologna. Daniel Malin's fourth goal of the season in all competitions was enough to give Borussia Dortmund a 1-0 victory at home to Sturm Graz, and they sit fourth today. It's back-to-back Champions League games without a win for Juventus, who had to settle for a 1-1 draw away to Lille. A Dusan Vlahovic penalty cancelling out Jonathan David's 13th goal of an already incredible season for the French side. Dinamo Zagreb came from a goal behind to win 4-1 away to Slovan Bratislava, with Sandro Kalenovic scoring twice, and PSV romped to a 4-0 win at home to 10-man Girona. There's mixed fortunes for the Arsenal midfield ahead of tonight's Champions League game away to Inter. Declan Rice picked up a foot injury in their defeat to Newcastle at the weekend and did not travel with the rest of the squad to Milan. But Martin Ødegaard is in contention to play for Arsenal for the first time since the end of August, having suffered an ankle sprain while on international duty with Norway. Arsenal are without a Premier League win in 3 games in a row and are seeing sporting director Edu leave the club, but manager Mikel Arteta still believes they're in a good place.
With everything that we've been through here 4 or 5 years, what a great place we are in, because we've been with problems of all kinds in this football club for many years, and we are in an incredible moment right now, and we are blessed to be where we are. You know, we're going to play this competition, we're going to play 70 games, we're going to have injuries, we're going to have defeats like many other teams, and it shows where we are and then how good we're going to be to react and be ourselves, and tomorrow come here to win again.
Aston Villa midfielder Amadou Onana says he's become a better player under one of the best managers in the world, Unai Emery. He'll be part of the Villa side for this evening's match away to Club Brugge as they look to continue their 100% start in the Champions League. Onana feels Emery's taken the team and himself to another level.
Unai's added a lot to my game. I think I'm a completely different player if we compare it to the last season at Everton. I think he's added bits to my game that I didn't have before, so I'm really, really grateful and thankful for that.
Here at home, Kieran Kilduff looks set to be appointed the new Dundalk manager today. John Daly's departure was confirmed yesterday after just 6 months in charge at the troubled club. Their relegation to the First Division was sealed a few weeks ago, with their very future still far from certain. Kilduff left Athlone Town after their women's FAI Cup final defeat to Shelburne, having led the Midlanders to a first women's Premier Division title. Having received a grant on Monday, Bohemians saw another leave yesterday. Danny Grant confirmed his second spell at the club has come to an end and he's seeking a fresh challenge. The winger scored 3 goals and added 2 assists during a disappointing Bowes League campaign this year. Paddy Kirk is another player ending a second spell at the Dalymount club, who've performed a huge clear out already since their season came to a close. The FAI has been fined €10,000 by UEFA for booing God Save the King ahead of the Nations League clash with England at the Aviva Stadium in September. The association was also handed separate fines for lighting of flares and a pitch invasion by a fan, with a total amounting to €26,000. England's FA were also fined €12,500 for the booing of Aaron Levine by sections of their away support.
Obafemi trying to race through. He's got away, Obafemi! It's Michael Obafemi.
Michael, let's get straight to you. You've got a great smile on your face. First and foremost, what did Wayne say to you when you were going on?
Get on and score.
Simple.
Yeah, easy. Obviously, he's a great guy, and I appreciate all the advice he's been giving me. And thankfully I could reward the team and him today. So yeah,
we could see the celebrations from Wayne and the coach and staff on the sidelines. We could see what you guys were doing on the pitch. Did you feel there was a sense of relief around the ground as well when that ball hits the back of the net?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like the boys, obviously it's not the way we wanted to play, but the boys dug in there. Our first clean sheet of the season. So, that's another important thing. So, I think obviously everyone's happy, buzzing for the 3 points, and that's the main thing.
Michael Obafemi's second goal for Plymouth helped them move out of the Championship's relegation zone last night. That strike came 8 minutes from time at Home Park to hand Wayne Rooney's side a 1-0 win over fellow strugglers Portsmouth and a first win in 5 games. Harrison Burrows struck 8 minutes into added time as Sheffield United returned to second with a 2-1 win away to 10-man Bristol City. Middlesbrough are one place outside the playoffs after their 4-1 win away to QPR. First half goals from Josh Windus and Dominic Iorfa saw Sheffield Wednesday beat Norwich 2-0 at Hillsborough. Oxford beat Hull 1-0 to pull 5 clear of the drop. And Swansea's 1-0 win at home to Watford leaves them in 10th. That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack. I'll be back with more Football Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.